We all communicate differently, but how does this affect our work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Compre, professor of accounting at Syracuse University, discusses this.
Research documents differences in how men and women communicate. Specifically, women are believed to be generally more polite in conversation, more likely to hedge when asking questions, and use disclaimers more often. These results fit a widespread belief that women prefer to use collaborative speech while men prefer a more competitive style. Our research investigated whether gender-based differences in linguistic styles show up among analysts in earnings conference calls. These calls are where executives of publicly traded companies present and discuss their financial results with analysts. We set out to answer two main research questions. First, do questions by male and female analysts differ in their levels of verbal aggressiveness? Second, are questions by male analysts more verbally aggressive when the CEO is female? It may be that male analysts are more verbally aggressive in earnings conference calls, consistent with psychology research that men are more verbally aggressive in general. However, women who self-select into careers as analysts may be more verbally aggressive than other women. We measured verbal aggressiveness with four measures: directness, preface statements, follow-up questions, and negative questions. In essence, verbal aggressiveness captures how difficult questions are to answer. We found that male analysts are more verbally aggressive than female analysts, especially when the CEO is female. However, female analysts who ask aggressive questions have a higher likelihood of being labeled all-star analysts. We failed to find such evidence for male analysts. As a result of our findings, we recommend people who are evaluating sell-side analysts should consider differences between the linguistic styles of men and women when evaluating them.
That was Joseph Compre of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.